It's not too late to cancel, ma'am. I'm sure the professor is used to his guests coming to their senses at the last minute.
Oh, Latimer, you've been in such a foul mood all morning. Was it very hard to clean off?
It took several hours. A lesser butler would have taken days.
Were the tears very hard to repair?
No, but the quantity of catgut was hard to obtain at such short notice.
But it was worth it. It's so lovely being back up here in the airship.
I still think an alternative form of transport would have been more diplomatic.
Oh, that's all in the past. The Professor and me go way back.
I'm sure everything will be fine, ma'am. But just in case...
Tea and Jeopardy with Emma Newman.
There's always time for a nice cup of tea and a spot of mild peril. Well, hello there, my lovelies. I do hope you're well, and that the brain-o-matic devices the Professor has lent us are broadcasting my voice without discomfort into your delicate heads. I'm Emma Newman, and I'd like you to join me for a special visit to Professor Elemental's home for polite conversation, abject geekery, a cheeky bit of cake, and, of course, a nice cup of tea. That was a wonderful landing, Latimer. Very smooth.
Thank you, ma'am.
So that is the famous Elemental Manor. It looks lovely in the sunshine.
It looks as if it's about to fall down.
It does sprawl somewhat, it's true. But what a marvellous spot in the countryside. It's quite hidden away. I can't hear any traffic. Are you sure this is the right place?
It's the address on the bizarre calling card he left when you weren't in last week.
Bizarre?
Professor Elemental. Elemental Manor, Sussex Countryside, Sussex. Noted explorer, inventor, exotic dancer. No adventure too strange, no problem too peculiar. Terms and conditions apply. It reads more like an advertisement in a penny dreadful, ma'am.
Now, Latimer. How about a smile? It's so rare we go to tea at other people's houses.
With good reason, ma'am. At least I can maintain standards. You haven't met his butler.
I'm sure it won't be as bad as all that. And leave the rifle in the airship, Latimer, I insist. We can't arrive for tea with a loaded weapon. It just isn't cricket.
Very good, ma'am.
Hello!
Professor, how are you?
Ah, it's you. Yes, oh God, I'd quite forgotten you were coming. Come on in. Lovely to see you. Lovely to see you both. And you brought the help, I see.
Yes, Latimer. I don't know if you've met, actually.
No, I don't think we have. I think Geoffrey may have offended Latimer at some kind of butler's conference some years ago, but I haven't met you in person. Lovely to meet you, Mr. Latimer, sir.
A pleasure, I'm sure.
Super. Well, come on in. Make yourselves at home. Let me just dust down one of the armchairs. Cookie! Sorry, I'm just getting Cookie. She's going to serve the tea. Cookie! She's just coming. She doesn't say much, but she's been in the family for generations.
Where's Geoffrey?
It's very sad at the moment. Geoffrey is currently lost in time. He stole a pair of time-travel trousers at the end of a recent album, and I haven't got round to tracking him down, so I'm afraid Geoffrey won't be with us at the moment.
Oh, time travel can be so terribly tricky.
It absolutely is. You don't know whether you're going backwards or forwards half the time, and it's on my to-do list to track him down, but ironically enough, I haven't had the time.
There's something strange on this table. Should it be here, a little box curio thing?
Oh, God, don't touch that! Don't touch that! As you can see, that's a small wooden box, sort of the size of a large cat. Don't touch it. I fished it out a couple of weeks ago, and I popped it on the table. I'm not quite sure what it does. I remember making it and putting the switches on, and there's some stuff inside we really don't want to let out. So we'll just leave that there for the time being.
Yes, I won't touch that. Is there tea coming?
Oh, yes, there should be. Bloody well should be in my home. Hang on a second. Cookie! cooking.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, she's lumbering on through, bless her. She hasn't got much of a brain, but bless her, she is loyal, and she does make a good stern cuppa, so she should be plonking that down in front of us any moment. Oh, don't put it all over Miss Newman. She's our guest, remember? She just put it next to her, and go and fetch us a custard cream as well, would you, Cookie? A custard cream. A custard cream.
A custard cream? Probably out of a packet.
Christ! Sorry about that, Miss Newman.
It's fine. Something I've always wanted to ask you, and I hope you don't mind if I do, but I was wondering what exactly you're a professor of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yes, very much so. Always have been for an awfully long while, and very proud of it as well. Yes, next question?
I wondered if there was a particular subject you studied.
Oh, yes, yeah, goodness. Over the years, all sorts, this and that. I specialised as well in several, and of course I take quite a general approach to a lot of them. But I like to think of myself as an expert, yes, absolutely.
Ah, yes, a jack of all trades, perhaps.
Jack of all trades, master of some.
Now, something that I've been hearing a lot about from the locals is that your village fates are quite legendary.
Yes, they used to be, yes.
Used to be? Do you not hold them anymore?
No, sadly I have been outlawed from any further fates after the unfortunate incident last summer. Wasn't my fault. The cage wasn't as tightly locked. That wasn't my responsibility. Loose tigers, screaming children. Again, as I say, I can't really be held fully responsible. I was just trying to liven up an afternoon in the village.
Oh, I see. I was going to ask you what you would think is the key thing needed to make a fate a success. Perhaps now it's, locking and solid cages for tigers.
Yes, it's certainly not a tiger, I can tell you that. That's the last thing I think we can all agree you'd want in a village fate. I've always been, I think, my favourite part of village fate is the Splat the Rat. Night Splat the Rat.
Yes.
I try and explain that to it when I do the Americas. I go to America and I try and explain a village fate to them, and they're kind of on board with the general idea till I explain about, stuffing an old pair of tights full of newspaper and sending it down a tube to hit with a stick for 20 pence. They don't get that sort of thing. That's my favourite part of a village fate.
You are a prolific inventor. The things that you've come up with over the years are quite astounding. And your airship, my goodness, that really is a pièce de résistance. I've been enjoying that for some time now.
Yes, you have, haven't you? You have.
Yes. Well, I won that fair and square.
Yes, well, I suppose you probably would say that, wouldn't you? Because you've got a bloody bastard thing. For anybody listening who doesn't know, we had a tea duel where Miss Newman swears there was no cheating, but I am...
Well, I was hoping that there would be no hard feelings. It was quite some time ago, and I was hoping that you'd calm down. And indeed, when you visited when I wasn't at home and left your calling card and invited me to tea, I was hoping that this was an olive branch.
Oh, yes. No, that's why I left the olive branch. Absolutely. And I want you to know that when I visited, if you found rips in the airship's balloon, and I know that somebody had graffitied "This is not yours" all over it. That was nothing to do with me. As I say, I've got no hard feelings about you winning that airship, fair and square.
Ah, so that wasn't anything to do. Ah, so what I wanted to ask you about was your creative process, because you are immensely creative. How do you go about coming up with a new invention? And
oh yes, well, I get very, very inspired by things around me. I like to go for long walks, and of course I am, when it comes to making the actual songs that I make, I always feel like I need to explain that most of the ideas and most of the inspiration comes from Mr. Tom Caruana, my colleague who makes all of the music. He tends to send me a song that will, for example, cry out to me, "Oh, that's a song about riding a horse around and around and around," and then I write them from there. So he provides a lot of the inspiration, and often if I if I'm really stuck, I'll just go lock myself in the attic for a week, no food, no water, just a pen and a pad, and I don't allow myself out until I've written a full album.
Goodness me. Is there someone who you would like to have a duet with?
Who would I like to duet with? I suppose in an ideal world, or if I can get either my time machine working or my zombification machine working, Vivian Stanchel would have been the ultimate person to have a duet with. He was a huge inspiration, and probably somewhere in my family tree. Beyond that, I'm a great admirer of Neil Innes. I sort of got to see him play last year and felt quite sort of overawed by his talent. And to be honest, I'm very lucky because I get to duet with lots of the people that I like the most. There's lots of incredible steampunk bands that I'm sort of working with at the moment and doing little odds and ends with. And that's the beauty of the modern world and the Twitters and Facebooks, that when you like someone, you can just get in touch and go, oh, let's do a thing. And then we do it together. It's lovely.
It is lovely. Goodness, this tea is really quite stern, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's an aggressive tea, that one. It's an aggressive tea. Yes, yeah. I wouldn't count on trying to, even thinking about going to sleep at least 2 to 3 nights, I'd say, if you've had more than 3 sips.
Cookie is a rather interesting butler, and seeing as Geoffrey is lost in time, I was wondering who your ideal butler would be.
Well, I can say this in front of Cookie because, frankly, she doesn't really understand a word we say, nor does she care. She just stands in the corner, dribbling, staring into space. So she won't be offended by whatever I go for. I mean, I'd love her. You know, who wouldn't love a Jeeves as played by Stephen Fry? That'd be a treat, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, that would be perfect.
That'd be beautiful. And actually, long before Geoffrey, when I first started doing shows as a professor, I had a lovely butler named Pew, and we did a bit of a double act. And I do miss Pew from time to time. I'm going to do a show in December reuniting all the people we used to be a big, like, sort of almost like a theatre group together, and Pew was my elderly retainer, and yes, I had a lot of fondness for him, so I'd probably bring him back for a while.
Oh, that's lovely. Yes, I would love a Jeeves. But don't look like that, Latimer. It's nothing personal, but Jeeves really is very special.
Yes, not to say you're not special in your own way, Latimer. Could you ask him not to keep rearranging things, though? I've sort of got them just as they are, and some of them can be quite dangerous if moved.
Latimer, put the duster down. I'm so sorry. So I asked a few of my friends on the Twitters if they had any questions for you. And I had one from a friend who said that he was being attacked by angry tigers. I I wonder if it's something to do with your village fate. But he wondered what solution you would recommend.
I would say I can't quite remember. Either tigers can't swim or they can't climb trees. One of those I think is true. So I would suggest that he either climbs a tree or swims away. But tell him to choose wisely between those two, because one of them will lead to certain death, the other one he'll be absolutely fine.
Ah, well, fingers crossed. Oh,
fingers crossed he chooses correctly.
Yes, it said it was rather urgent, and I got the message yesterday, so... Oh, it'll be fine. It will be fine. I have a very good friend, a lovely chap called Mr. Gareth L. Powell, who is also a writer, and he asked if you have any tips for training unruly primates.
I wish I could help him out on that, but my God, I've tried everything from gentle coaxing to extreme violence, and they're all equally ineffective. You can put an orangutan in a suit, but he'll still steal your time travel trousers, as my dear old mother used to say. So I think the stick and the carrot, or a carrot on the end of a stick, I've tried all of those, but at the end of the day, no, a primate is a primate is a primate. But that doesn't stop you from trying, does it? It's all still worth a go.
That's very true. Do you have any zombie apocalypse trousers?
No, actually, and that's a bit of a concern.
Yes, well, a friend of mine asked which trousers you would ask Geoffrey to bring you in the event of a zombie apocalypse, and my thought immediately was, of course he'll have some zombie apocalypse trousers, but my goodness, you don't?
No, I think I'd just go for a pair of brown trousers. That would be the obvious choice. I don't know if anybody else does this, don't know if you do this or any other listeners, but I spend a lot of time wondering which of my friends would be most useful in a zombie apocalypse. And I've also found that a good way to judge whether somebody's worth spending a long period of time with, if you're chatting to somebody new, just establish whether or not they ever go into rooms or new places and work out how they would escape if there were zombies.
I do that all the time!
Exactly, that's how you know someone's worth hanging out with. Because I've done it a few times and people just look at you like, what? You know, oh, never mind, I didn't say anything. But, you know, it's a very good marker for a future friend, I reckon.
Yes, I thought that I was the only one.
No, there's plenty of us out there and we're all going to be safe come the zombie apocalypse.
That's why I'm so glad that we're having this reconciliation, because I've always known that you were, you know, a top chap, Professor.
Well, the same for you, Miss Newman. Oh, certainly I've thrown dart after dart into pictures of your face after you won that airship early and squarely. But now I can see that, you know, over a stern cup of tea, there's never any need to maintain any kind of beef. I think we should be friends.
Yes, life is far too short. I know exactly who I want to be with in a zombie apocalypse, and I suggest this for you too, and it's my dad.
Oh, good point, actually. Yes, I'm going to come straight to your dad as well. Mine would be bloody useless, but I'll come and hang out with yours.
Well, he used to be a survival officer in the Royal Navy, so he can survive for as long as is humanly possible in any environment on Earth. So.
Oh my God, that is absolutely perfect. Yes, right, to your dad's house. That's where we're headed.
Yes, we'll go to my dad's house.
I noticed that you didn't say anything about your husband or children at that point. You're just more like, I know where I'm going. Throw the children at the zombies and head straight to Dad's house.
Well, no, I did imagine, in fairness, my child hefted over my shoulder and, you know, dragging my poor husband along behind me as he screams. But
dragging him along on a chain since he's turned, but you can't quite bear to let him go. So you have to drag him along with you as a sort of husband pet zombie.
I was very interested to hear a rumour. I don't know if you're aware of this, Professor, but I understand that a book of your letters is going to be published soon. Did you know about this?
I did, actually. They did get in touch. I think they found them on a train to East Grinstead. A publisher from Snow Books found them and just thought, why not? Why not chuck them out into the world? So, yes, there's a series of letters that I wrote with Nimue Brown, who her and her husband Tom make Hopeless Maine, brilliant comic, and we wrote to each other for some time and turned it into a book.
Fantastic. I understand it's something to do with the Mapplethwaite Tea Emporium. Is that the same tea emporium I heard rumours about with you and Fuel?
Yes. Well, let's keep those to rumours for the time being. But the lovely thing about the letters is that Nimue knew so many colourful characters, and she asked them all to write to me, and I had no idea what the sort of plot was. As we went along, I just answered each letter in turn, and it's come out quite nicely.
Oh, that sounds marvellous. It's called Letters Between Gentlemen, I understand, and will be available in all good bookshops?
I think so, yes, yeah, we're not putting in any rubbish bookshops, only the goodies, and yeah, I'm quite excited. I've never written a book before, particularly one where I didn't know the plot. That's what makes it so special.
Well, I actually don't think I can manage any more of this very stern tea.
Don't worry, I'll have a go on that, don't you worry.
I don't know how you do it, Professor. I was wondering, seeing as we've travelled all of the way here, would it be possible to see a couple of your latest inventions?
Oh yes, I'd be delighted. Let me if you follow me through here.
I'm not sure we should, Mum.
Where's your sense of adventure? Oh, if you're going to pull a face like that, you should fetch the chickens from the airship so they can sing for the Professor. And keep an eye on that housekeeper. I don't like the look of her.
Very good, Mum.
Yeah, don't mind. Oh, don't touch that. Okay, and I'll just unlock the door here. And you're all right with steep, slippery stairs down into a mysterious cellar? Excellent. Down we go. Oh, don't. Try not to touch anything. I mean, anything at all, and tread very carefully.
Oh, that wall felt very strange.
Yes, a little bit slippery, that one.
Yes.
I'd say it's lies. Never mind that. Oh, and try not to make eye contact with any of the any of the paintings. They are still quite hungry. Okay, through here, and I think this is probably the latest invention. Let me just take the dust sheet off. Have a look at that.
What is that?
Yes, good question. Not sure, really. It's a giant tin man. It's a prototype for a huge golden robot I'm planning to make with my face on. This one is just for cutting firewood, but I haven't really tried to turn it on yet. I've got a good feeling it'll probably work. I mean, that's why I gave it such a massive, huge chopping axe and a large, mighty chopping arm, but I haven't popped it on just yet. Shall I give it a go?
Let me take a couple of steps back. By all means, yes, I would be thrilled to see it in action.
Fantastic. Okay. I'll just turn the key here. Oh, yes. There we go. Oh, lovely. There, it's starting up a treat. Hello, giant robotic woodsman. Oh. And stay. Oh dear.
Oh.
No, not chopping. I'll just recalibrate it. Stay. Just stay. Just try and. I'll see if I can make it wave. Hang on a second. Oh, it's wave. Oh, no, that's. Whoa, get down. Stay down. Die. Yes. Well, you could probably have done with a small haircut, couldn't you? That's getting a little bit long. Whoa! Not sorry about that. I'm having trouble turning it off. Sorry about this. Okay, bear with me. No, it's not really working out.
Is there not something else you could use?
Yes! Hang on, bear with me. If you keep it occupied by continually dodging out the way of the massive swinging axe...
I've got that covered.
I'll just grab this tiny trumpet. They should be along any minute to take care of things, so I wouldn't worry.
Who?
Ah, my mice army, of course. I've put special helmets on a number of mice that I found in the rafters and armed them with tiny little guns and little mechanical claws. They pretty much do my bidding, so they should be out. Here they come, out of the hole. In you go, chaps. That's the one. Get him. They're climbing, as you can see. They're all climbing at the moment in Giant Woodsman, and they'll dismantle him from the inside. And I'll reward them with a lovely, tasty cheese dinner around the table tonight. Well done, chaps. There you can see he's collapsing. He's collapsing into a heap, much as I like to do at the end of the day. Everything's fine, and the mice have saved the day once more.
Oh, thank you, little mice. They're so cute and so.
Don't touch them. They are terrifyingly dangerous. They're deadly. They're going. Okay, you're safe.
Oh, goodness me! Shall we go back upstairs? I just want to check on the chickens.
Yes, I suppose we could do. I thought that went rather well. Right, up we go. We'll just pop back up the stairs and through the door and back into the drawing room. There we are, nice and safe in here. Have a bit of Battenberg and you take a load off. That's, and your hair, it's a very dramatic cut, but it does look good.
Oh, good. I hadn't really planned on anything quite so jaunty. But,
it does have an angle, doesn't it? But, you know, Mohawks are making a comeback, so I think it looks fantastic.
Not to say I told you so.
Not a word, Latimer.
A handkerchief, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, Latimer. Let me just check inside the crate. I brought my pet chickens. I thought that you might like to hear them in action, Professor. They're rather special.
Chickens, lovely, yes.
Yes, no, don't touch them.
Okay, I'll keep my hands off. I know all about not touching dangerous animals. That's pretty fine.
I was more worried about them, actually, but never mind. I was wondering if you had a tune that you felt summed up the feeling of your life.
Ah, yes. My favourite song is The Galloping Major by Stanley Kirkby. It's a fine, upstanding anthem about a gay old thing.
Ah, well, let's see if the chickens know it. The Galloping Major by Stanley Kirkby, little chickens. Oh, and There they go, they're singing it. My goodness, their repertoire is really quite astounding.
It really is. I'm very surprised that they know this particular number, but they've got lovely singing voices.
Yes, they do, don't they? They're so sweet. Well, I'm going to put them back into the crate before anything terrible happens to them.
Very wise.
And not that I'm feeling traumatised at all.
Well, maybe we need to spend a little bit more time then. I'm obviously not doing my job.
Well, I think that really I should probably be going, if not to settle my heart in combination with the stern tea and almost being hacked to death by a tin man. I feel the need for perhaps a little bit of a potter in the garden and a spot of reading.
Well, absolutely. And if you do need to borrow my garden-o-matic or my read-o-matic, both those robots are available to borrow if you'd like.
Oh, that's so very kind. Thank you.
And thank you ever so much for popping by. No one really does these days, and it's lovely to have a visitor.
Oh, well, I'm delighted. And as I said before, I'm so glad that we're reconciled. And perhaps we could have a tea duel again in the future at some point.
Yes, perhaps we could. Oh, by the way, I'm just looking out the window. You might want to get me to call you a taxi. It seems my army of mice have accidentally completely dismantled your airship and put all of the bits and pieces back in my garage.
Oh!
I'll call you a taxi now.
Oh, thank you. We'll wait outside. Don't forget the chickens, Latimer. Goodbye, Professor.
Well, toodaloo! Thanks very much for coming. See you again soon, I hope.
Whilst the Professor is phoning for a taxi...
A taxi? For shame.
I'd just like to mention our very own Patreon page, where you can become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup. Should you wish to join the Order, go to www.patreon.com/TeaAndJeopardy. And if you do join us, you'll be able to discover how Latimer became my butler and learn about our very first adventure together. It's going to take ages for my hair to grow back. Does it look very awful, Latimer?
It may be advisable to take the time machine back to the 1980s and recover there.
Oh!
Would you like a cup of tea, Mum? I have an emergency flask.
Thank you, Latimer. And for what it's worth, you were right. And now I have some tea, I'd like to raise my teacup to Michael Norelli, Victoria Node, and Carrie Smith. Oh, and I believe it was Bob's 50th birthday recently. Many happy returns to you, Bob, and we hope you don't mind letting Carrie listen to her geeky podcast in the car too much. Oh, there go the chickens. They do love a birthday.
The taxi is waiting at the end of the drive, Mum.
Off we go, then. Oh, and Latimer... Is that the Professor's penny farthing leaning against the wall over there?
I believe it is, Mum.
Be a blessed poppet and let the air out of the tyres, would you?
Very good, Mum.
You've just listened to an episode of Tea and Jeopardy, hosted by Emma Newman. Go to www.teaandjeopardy.com to find out more and join in.